Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We are ready to rock. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Got to get that in there. We're going to be talking about the big T today, the testosterone. We've talked about it before, but we got new research and things that come we're going to talk about. Also, we're going to talk about liver viruses and stuff that can really be throwing a wrench in your day. We got a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation, as you know, up in prayer, you and me, all of us. We need supernatural help to restore this nation to its rightful course. You know the course I'm talking about. Yeah. The one that, you know, is one nation under God. That's the course we're talking about. I did bring my devotional today, and today's entry is from Lamentations 3, Isaiah 40, and Psalm 16, and it goes like this. Waiting on me, means directing your attention to me in hopeful anticipation of what I will do. It entails trusting me with every fiber of your being instead of trying to figure things out for yourself. Waiting on me is the way I design you to live all day, every day. I created you to stay in consciousness and prayer with me, to go about your daily duties. I have promised many blessings to those who wait on me, a renewed strength, living above one's circumstances, hope, awareness of my continual presence, etc. So waiting on me enables you to glorify me by living in deep dependence on me, ready to do my will. It also helps you to enjoy me. In my presence is fullness of joy. Amen. Absolutely. If you haven't been seeking the Lord's face, mind the time it grows short, and the Lord is salvation, and that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, the quack report's a little brief today because we got lots to cover here in material. But the first part of the quacker is, this is University of Washington, Madison. Researchers there are, they're trying to grow stem cells and stuff. So now they're looking for scaffolding to help them grow their cells. So what they did is they looked at produce. Mm-hmm. They said they need a highly stabilized natural scaffold for their cells to grow. They want to grow cells, for bone marrow and blood vessels and skin and brain tissue. And plants seem to offer this really natural, nice scaffolding. They said plants like parsley, for instance, certain types of plant species, they say, possess a good strength and rigidity and porosity over a low mass surface area. And those were the characteristics they said they were looking for an efficient scaffolding. So what the researchers is, they collaborated with Albrick Botanical Gardens to identify plants that had this scaffolding potential, and they could turn them into biomedical purposes, structures. So living plant material that they used was parsley, orchids, and vanilla bean. Also, bamboo, wasabi, and elephant ear plants were also used for the cellulose content. So when they eliminate all the cells that were in the plant, and then just the scaffolding and cellulose remain, they say it's a perfect environment to encourage human stem cells, they call them fibroblasts, to attach to the scaffolding and develop their structures. A little parsley going on there. They said they turned to Mother Nature for the answer. All right, last but not least in the quack report, researchers, speaking of cells, this is a Western Reserve University School of Medicine. Researchers there were turning to human urine in their research development. They said it's a breakthrough technique. They want to harvest cells from human urine, grow them into durable, relevant stem cells. They want to use them in their research for Down syndrome and other neurological conditions. They said stem cells generated from urine appear to be more stable than those generated from skin biopsies and, I guess, plugged into plant scaffolding. Who knows? And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about the big T, testosterone. So, this isn't just for the guys. Women want to know this, too, so they can help their men folk. According to the FDA, there's about 4 to 5 million U.S. men suffering with the testosterone hormone problem, and we're told that most men do not seek treatment, and about 5% go to their doctor for the artificial drug therapy. So the American Medical Association assumes that all men are going to have a testosterone level problem as they get older. And scientific medicine states that the male's testosterone level will decline as early as starting at the age of 30, and medicine calls this, you know, andropause, or also known as male menopause. So we're going to take a look at this and see if there's some natural solutions for it. First, of course, you probably heard about the symptoms. Most adults are aware, you know, the changes in hormones can promote various symptoms. You know, women are very familiar with the hot flashes during their menopause transition. So men also experience some symptoms when their hormones are not balanced. And here is a brief list. Low libido, erectile dysfunction. They can have mood change where they're irritable or depressed. Fatigue, weight gain, reduction in muscle mass and strength. Cognitive function, where they lack concentration and they have memory issues, and also osteoporosis. So what are some of the medical conditions? Well, some medical conditions can influence or promote hormone imbalance, such as a dysfunction of the testicles, the pituitary gland, the hypothalamus is part of the brain that controls glands, can malfunction, and also some genetic conditions. But typically what we've been hearing about men with a low T or low testosterone is they sort of kind of shift a little bit in their lifestyle. Men with low testosterone will often gravitate to comfort foods and foods with sugar in them. So they try to avoid, I want you to try to avoid the urge to, you know, eat these kind of foods and any foods with the high fructose corn syrup in it. So the Mediterranean diet and getting some regular exercise that includes some strength training helps to combat the effects of low testosterone. So do that. So let's talk about this hormone replacement for men. The FDA has approved several hormone replacement drugs for men, and they come in various forms, an injection or a patch or even the underarm gel. You've seen the TV commercials for that. So hormones, they're very complex. They are complex agents in the body. And scientific medicine admits that trying to balance hormones with synthetic ones is tricky and offers side effects. So according to Dr. Joseph Mercola, the symptoms of low libido and energy do not always mean that it's a hormone issue. So new scientific research is suggesting that not all men will have the same hormone requirements with regards to testosterone. So variables such as body mass, strength, and sexual function lend themselves to individual hormonal needs. Well, let's look at some of the side effects. According to not just one or two, but to seven clinical trial studies, they found that men, when taking hormone replacement medications for a year or more, increase their risk of cardiovascular events. So the synthetic hormones create a plaque in the arteries, increasing the chance of heart attack by about 20%. So the British Heart Foundation did a study on testosterone drugs at the University of Edinburgh, and they found that the drug affects the blood vessel tissue. So when testosterone drugs were given, let's say, to mice for this purpose, it created this, what they said, bone-like deposits or calcification. So this made them wonder about men dying from cardiovascular events that were taking hormone replacement drugs. So, you know, the mice had issues. Let's go see what the men had. So the research team looked at heart tissue from men who had died while on the hormone medications, and they found the same bone-like deposits which tested positive for a testosterone receptor. So what the testosterone drugs do is cause the blood vessels to calcify, which is a hardening and a thickening of the blood vessels. This significantly increases the risk of heart attack and stroke. And further examination showed that the drugs also calcified the heart valves, preventing them from opening and closing properly when the heart beats. So this leads to needing a heart transplant. And however, naturally occurring testosterone does not promote calcification of the coronary system. Here's a quote from Dr. Jeremy Pearson, medical director of the British Heart Foundation. He says, "The role of male sex hormones in the control of vascular calcification is poorly understood." Poorly understood. Well, it just means they don't know everything. and they don't get the hormone balance right, and they're causing this problem. Studies have shown that men 65 years or older who do not have heart disease actually double their risk of heart attack within the first 3 months of using the drugs. Younger men with heart disease also double their risk in the first 3 months. Other cardio events within 3 years of taking hormone replacement treatment are unstable angina and stroke. So here's a quote from Dr. Susan Ellenberg, Perelman School of Medicine, University of Pennsylvania. She says, there are benefits and potential risks. It is not overwhelmingly conclusive that every man over 65 should take hormone replacement therapy. Well, in November 2015, the American Physiological Society found that aside from the cardiovascular risk, the hormone replacement drugs, they also pose a risk to the kidneys, causing renal disease in men with high blood pressure. It also puts patients at a risk of metabolic diseases. So the FDA warning was issued in October 2016, and the new warnings on the drugs for testosterone medications state that there are serious health risks when using prescription testosterone. The medical science and the athletic industries have known for some time that testosterone medications often are abused by bodybuilders and professional athletes, and in some instances will be used also with steroids. And the health risks would be heart attack, stroke, liver toxicity, male infertility, behavioral changes, which include hostility, aggression, and depression, and sleep apnea. Here we are. We're back into the hormones again, regulating the neurotransmitters for your circadian rhythm and breathing during sleep. We went over that with the thyroid hormones the other week. Remember that? All right. Yeah. Hormones are a pesky little thing. They have to be balanced, and the body knows best on how to do that. You know, not scientific medicine. All right. So when these people are on these synthetic hormones, you know what? There's withdrawal. You know, if you come off of them, the withdrawal symptoms, if you stop them, are fatigue, loss of appetite, insomnia, decreased libido, and irritability. Yep. So if there's that delicate balance that we just mentioned, and there's that fine line that physicians have to walk, they don't want to mess up the dose if they give you a hormone replacement because it could cause serious harm. So if the dose is too high, it's going to throw off the hormone balance even more and have you create more estrogen. You guys don't want none of that. No. So when males get too much testosterone, it can convert to estrogen and cause the following. Mood swings. Being over emotional. Having edema or fluid retention. Have high blood pressure. You can have breast sensitivity and enlarged breasts. Or oily skin and acne. Hair loss, called male pattern balding, increased risk of prostate cancer, testicular shrinkage, and increased red blood cell production that can increase the risk of heart attack, blood clots, and stroke. So, you know, this, you know, running to the doctor and just getting a prescription for synthetic hormones is a serious thing. It's not one of them things you want to take very lightly. Now, in the event there is an overabundance of estrogen, what the physician does is prescribe estrogen inhibitors. Then the risk of creating further imbalance increases exponentially. So the more there are side effects that the patient has from the prescription drugs, they write more prescription drugs to try to counter those effects. And then you get more effects. So in some instances where patients had blood irregularities from this kind of treatment, puts them at risk of cardiovascular events, maybe they have to undergo blood transfusions in some cases to reduce their risk. And it's very clear that there have been no long-term studies on the overall health effects of using synthetic testosterone. None. And they haven't tested it for the cancer risk either, even though there have been suggested increased risk of that. Mm-mm. You know, they causing a lot of problems. If you're going to go investigate with your doctor your testosterone level, know what the heck you're looking at. Make sure you know what your doctor's experience with this is. According to Dr. Michael Eisenberg, he's the director of male reproductive medicine and is a surgeon at the Sanford Hospital in Palo Alto, California. He said men can still experience symptoms of low testosterone when their levels appear normal in their blood work. For this reason, testing should also measure what's called free testosterone, which is the amount of the hormone that is active and is a better indicator of testosterone status. So if doctors are not measuring what is called the free testosterone level, they can have difficulty, he says, prescribing the correct dose. Here's what Dr. Michael Eisenberg says. There is a question about prostate cancer. Research has not laid this question entirely to rest. So I would have a PSA test done twice annually to check for signs of prostate cancer if you're using synthetic hormone replacement therapy. But then, you know, we've heard that the PSA tests offer risk and really don't tell you much. So what other drugs you might want to avoid regarding testosterone issues? A lot of prescription drugs can lower your testosterone. So drugs like statin drugs for cholesterol, ketoconazole, that's used for things like athlete's foot, dermatitis, and dandruff, antihistamines, as well as opioid drugs and even straight drugs, steroids, and antidepressants. So want to avoid those. But then there was this interesting concept of testosterone affecting social behavior. So in 2012 in Germany, the University of Bonn published a study on how synthetic hormone therapy in men affects their social behavior. So aside from the hormone drugs, causing aggressive and sometimes risky behavior, they also noted it fosters honesty in men. Yeah. So this is not to say, you know, the hormone replacement drugs act like a truth serum. But according to the research team, they said it reduced the incidence of lying. Really? It's interesting. According to Dr. Bernard Weber, neuroscientist at the University of Bonn, he said testosterone replacement therapy has always been said to promote aggressive and risky behavior and posturing. But more recent studies indicate that this hormone also fosters social behavior. Also at the University of Bonn, Dr. Mathis Wibrel, he says testosterone does not only influence behavior, as behavior in turn influences hormone levels. And also Dr. Armin Falk, University of Bonn, says this study offers us some unique advantages into the study of the biological cause of lying. Wow. Who would have thought, right? So, well, and now the preceding year, in February 2011, the University of Cambridge tested testosterone and its effects on emotional and social behavior. And they looked at, you know, various behaviors, including even autism, since it affects more males than females. And they concluded that testosterone does influence the mind, and even small differences in hormone level influences behavior. And one particular area that they cited was the emotion of empathy. Ha, that makes you wonder, doesn't it, about, you know, people that don't have enough empathy, right? Narcissists, right? What's up with their hormone level? So their study was published at the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And this is a quote. Despite of all the recent advertising campaigns and awareness of low T and its importance for men's health, male health remains very poorly recognized by both the public and by the medical physicians. That's a quote by Dr. Abraham Montentaler, director of Men's Health Boston. So they admit they just don't know a whole lot, but yet they're prescribing a whole lot. They are. If you've been listening to this show long enough, I'm the one that likes to look at natural solutions for everyday problems. And I have found that the human body responds to a lot of natural sources a lot better than prescription counterparts. So if women can balance their endocrine system to make the right amount of hormones for menstruation, menopause, and to increase fertility, and using herbs, then, you know, men could do the same using the herbs that are meant for the male. So I like to use for the men the American ginseng, the Siberian ginseng, the sarsaparilla, the saw palmetto, the cardamom, and these herbs provide their male endocrine system nutrition that it needs so it can manufacture the correct amount of hormones for their particular time of life. See, it's not a hormone replacement in itself, but it's nutrition for the body to do what it should be doing. So if you have used a few of these herbs, but you didn't see results, well, it's because you didn't use all of them at the same time. Likewise, women, they have 6 female herbs, and they won't have the success they're looking for in their reproductive issues unless they use them all and properly. You want to keep in mind, you know, our Creator has revealed to us that herbs are here for the service of man and for the healing of the nations. And you can tap into that healing and empower yourself. Nobody's stopping you. So if you'd like more information to order your female herb formulas or the male hormone formula, if you're needing that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they can send you a free catalog, or you can call to order. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. Of course, you can check them out online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless because it puts the power back in your hands. That's what it does. Other formulas for men you might want to check out if you're on the website is the Prostate Kit and the Male Organ Cleanse Package. Yep. Balance and nourish. It's the key. So also, we're in the last few days of the National Nutrition Month of March. Man, March just went by like that. So you can save. You can save 10%. You can save 10% on the Energy and Nutrition Body Foundation food mix while supplies last. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. And if you need a lot of energy and nutrition, sometimes it's the super nutrition your body's starving for. And getting it in a whole food supplement is the way to go because there's no guesswork. God did all that already. He knows what's right and what's perfect. And so just trust in that. That's what I do every day. Trust in the Lord, and his creation is perfect. So, his beetroot, for instance, if you got, you know, anemia, hey, check out the beetroot. You know, if you got edema and fluid retention, you might want to check out the lobelia. So, I mean, you know, we have tools. You just didn't know how to use them. Didn't know they were there. So get a free catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you one. They do have their updated edition in. It just arrived today. So if you've been missing the new catalog, and you're on the list to get one, we've got another batch going out today. So be patient. It's a coming. You can download the new issue, too. It's posted now on the website under the product catalog area. So if you want to just download the catalog to your computer, you can at thepowerherbs.com. Taking a break. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Mm-hmm.
being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I love you, all is groovy.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk Live. We're feeling groovy, huh, Frank? All right, we're going to be talking about the liver. Yes, yes, liver viruses. I don't hope you ever get one, but the liver is one of those organs, you know, you got it. You can't live without. So right up there with the brain and the heart, you got to have a healthy liver. And about 3.2 million Americans have some common liver disease problems, you know, like hepatitis C. And, of course, modern medicine, you know, likes to throw drugs at us for all these hepatitis viruses. And, of course, you know, coming out with new vaccines to prevent them. So let's see how we can look at what the treatments are of some of the new drugs they're coming out with to help the liver. Is it a success? Does it pose some serious side effects? New treatments, you know, could have problems built into them. They're also saying the new treatments prevent liver failure, prevent liver cancer, and the need for a liver transplant. Is there a guarantee on that? You know, you better get it in writing. Because one thing I know about allopathic modern scientific medicine is there's no guarantees, and you don't get a refund. Doctors feel that, you know, there's this breakthrough drug now that can save patients a lot of money, and the question is, do we believe them? Do we believe these scientific studies? Because we've heard so much that two-thirds of the studies are just fraud. So we got to dig for the truth here. Let's look at this treatment. It's called the million-dollar treatment. In 2014, the FDA approved of a treatment for hepatitis C comprised of combining the drug Solavadil, and a drug called Leprosiver, and they also called that drug, that's a generic name, Harvani. So let's just call it Harvani. And the clinical trials on it, is that it cures hepatitis C in about 3 months, 94% of the time. So patients, they say, are given a choice. Abandon their weekly shots of interferon for the hepatitis or take Harvani. So many people are like, well, I'll try that, you know. If I don't have to come and do these shots, I'll, you know, because the interferon shots can have side effects that can make you feel like you got the flu. And, you know, patients get tired of feeling like that. So patients also found that the symptoms of feeling sick all the time while they're on interferon make it difficult for them to tolerate anything less than a good success rate. So liver treatments are typically less effective if the liver is scarred by disease like cirrhosis. So how expensive is this new Harvani thing? Well, according to insurance, the treatments cost $95,000, and they're given over a three-month period. Okay, $95,000. So in most instances, you got to have pre-approval from your insurance company. It's required before you even begin the drug therapy. There are a lot of restrictions while you're on the therapy. So insurance companies also know that liver cancer and chemotherapy treatments cost about $100,000 a year. So, you know, makes selling the Harvani a little bit better. And however, not everyone qualifies for the Harvani drug. For instance, if you have, you'll have difficulty qualifying if you have stage 3 or 4 cirrhosis of the liver, or if you have kidney damage, renal disease. So how does this Harvani magical drug work? Well, according to the medical science, it is known as a direct-acting antiviral agent, and it interferes with enzymes which the virus will use to sustain itself. So if a patient's blood work shows no signs of the virus in their blood work within 6 months after they finish their treatment, medicine considers them completely cured. And this is known as sustained virologic response, but it's not guaranteed. Not guaranteed. Read the small print, the devil's in the details. So medical science is aware that a small amount of the hepatitis C virus, those particles can remain and re-replicate and reinfect your liver about 6 to 12 months after you stop treatment. So scientific research is showing that relapse will happen in 1 out of 2 patients, so 50%. And there are several drug combo treatments that they use now in the marketplace, depending on your genotype of hepatitis. So this is part of the new rebranding of healthcare that I talked about in February of last year, 2016. It's more of a tailored approach to you, healthcare. So the new marketing basically encompasses patient personalized compounded medicine using genomics, gene mapping, and the use of patient genetics. So they may take, some of your blood out, do something to it, and put it back in you, that kind of thing. So I once actually watched an Oregon attorney on TV. I believe his name was Mike Arnold. He was representing an alleged murder suspect, Stephen Wagner Nichols. And he said, the best thing about science is you don't have to believe it. Now, I'm thinking about that. Wrap your brain around that statement. An attorney saying, the best thing about science is you don't have to believe it. Well, you can take that a couple of ways, you don't have to believe the scientific studies. They're all fake. They're fraudulent. Or just relax. You don't have to stress your brain. Just believe in it. Well, either science is perfect and faultless and you just rely on it. I guess that's what he means. Or science is not what it appears to be and you shouldn't trust it until you prove it. Well, let's look at some of the side effects. So what can patients expect if they're going to take Harvani? The common side effects listed are fatigue and headache. And that's probably what you see in the TV commercials for it. Dr. David Bernstein, chief of hepatology at North Shore University Hospital in Manhasset, New York, he states Harvani can be taken with other medications with no drug interactions. I don't believe that for a skinny minute. Because it's a scientific fact. You take one prescription medication, it'll create 100 different metabolic changes in your system. You take two medications, that's 100 times 100 changes. So there is interaction there. So patients often see literature that lists the side effects on their old interferon treatment, like flu-like symptoms, anemia, anxiety, sleeping problems, and then they compare to the short list for Harvani that is promoted. A little feeling of tiredness, a little once in a while, just feel a little tired, or you got a headache. And they go, well, yeah, I'm going to take Harvani because look at the short list. However, some patients also stated that Harvani pushed up their blood pressure, caused them to feel dizzy or have vertigo, created nausea and diarrhea, weakness, tiredness, and severe insomnia. Of course, you complain to your doctor about those side effects, and what's he going to do? He's going to get out that prescription pad, and he's going to write you a ton of drugs for all those other symptoms. Also, I did find in some cases that patients, while they were taking Harvani, also experienced an often fatal bradycardia, it's cardiac arrest. And those who survived needed a pacemaker afterward. Well, that wasn't on the list, was it? Possibility of pacemaker? Why would you leave that off? Well, I know why. Marketing. But it could be that, the drug is attacking enzymes that are altering proteins, the creatinine kinase, which is important for the cardio system. It needs it to protect the heart muscle tissue. Therefore, the claim that there are no drug interactions or side effects, that are significant is incorrect. So the cardiac arrests are more likely to occur if patients are also taking anti-arrhythmia medicines. And the Harvani drug also pushes up the bilirubin levels, which indicates liver dysfunction and distress. It indicates your liver has more red blood cells, and they're being destroyed. So according to WebMD.com, the other side effects using Harvani are serious allergic reactions, which include rash, itching, blisters, swelling of the face, tongue, and throat, and trouble breathing. Pregnant nursing mothers or patients with weak or failing kidneys should not use the drug. There's also a warning that Harvani will slow down the detox process of your other drugs from your body. So your body's not able to get rid of the pharmaceutical residues as it needs to. So you're also told not to use this drug with St. John's wort herb. And according to many hepatitis patients, the treatments using interferon and ribavirin drugs would clear the virus for a while, but it comes back with a vengeance. Therefore, hepatitis patients are looking for the promises of Harvani with a 50% chance of being completely cured. That Hail Mary's pass looks pretty good, is what they say. One family member offered some feedback on Harvani after it was given to his father. He just posted this March 4th, 2016, and he signed it orphaned. He said, "My dad, age 68, had hepatitis C for years, was dealing with cirrhosis of the liver after alcohol issues, and the doctor gave him Harvani. Please be careful. Doctors are not always taking into account if the liver is strong enough when prescribing this medicine. I wish I could turn back time and keep my dad from taking it." End of quote. Well, let's look at some unpublished effects. There are some other side effects while you take Harvani that are not being published to patients. According to Hepatitis C Society, they have been getting what they call, quote, "an outrageous amount of hepatitis C patients notifying them about the weight gain and the new Hep C drug is being promoted." So the 10 to 30 pound weight gain is really not listed as a side effect. Remember that short list? That's not on it. It's a side effect of the drug, weight gain. So it's hard for patients to implement an exercise weight loss plan due to the fatigue from hepatitis C while they're on the drug. So patients are encouraged to avoid prepackaged foods, convenience foods, fast foods while they take this drug and implement some kind of calorie burning activity. 30 pounds. How many dress sizes is that, Frank? Would you say? 30 pounds. I'm going to say 3, minimum of 3. What you think? Pant sizes? 3? What's your guess? Well, that's significant, for real. I mean, now you got to go shopping for clothes, and you got no energy to do that. All right, let's look at some liver liberators that are going to help your liver. There are many herbs that can help the body heal itself, liver included. Inhibiting the virus is going to be a plus, and using some herbs which are antiviral in nature, I would use them for hepatitis C. So I would use herbs that reduce also inflammation on the liver and reduce the cancer risk as well. So in addition to all that, it's going to be imperative to use your herbs and to encourage the liver to replace the sick cells with healthy new ones. So here are my herbal picks. Fresh garlic, because the sulfur has a lot of antiviral properties. And milk thistle, it has the silymarin antioxidant. The liver loves milk thistle, and it uses it to reduce inflammation. Also, it deters a cirrhosis condition of the liver, or fatty liver, and it helps replace sick and dying liver cells with healthy new ones. So milk thistle is the bomb. Also, willow bark and meadowsweet, another anti-inflammation herbal duo. A dandelion root, again, to combat any cancer risks. Properties of the dandelion root were reported by Windsor Medical Hospital Research in Quebec, Canada, to destroy cancer cells of all kinds. Also, blood cleansing herbs are going to be important because, you know, the blood is pushed through the liver and the liver has to clean the blood. So if you use some blood cleansing herbs, it gives the liver a little help there, and it takes the cellular burden and stress off of it. So if you're looking for the garlic juice, the milk thistle, the anti-inflammatory herbs, the dandelion, and the blood cleanse formula, guess who has that? Yep, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have all that. And you could just go on their website and check it out. and that's thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663 and get a catalog. Have that in your hot little hands. I see it all the time. People, you know, get a catalog. They look it over. Hey, if you got questions while you're looking it over, write them down, because a lot of times they call up and they forget their questions. But write them down, and then you can call. Yep, yep. So thepowerherbs.com, that puts the power back in your hands. The more I learn about God's good herbs, the more I'm thinking, you know, this path I'm on is, you know, not my design, if you know what I mean. Okay, let's look at some of the herbs when you combine them together. A lot of times, you know, we talk about the six female herbs and the male herbs and use them all together. It offers what we call a synergistic effect. People don't know what that means a lot of times. Well, it just means that the herbs help one another work better, more potent, more powerful. Body utilizes them better. So we're going to talk about the synergistic effects of combos and how you can tap into that power. Now, the Greek culture talks about these elements, the harmony together, the energy, the synergy. Actually, the synergy is a Greek term, means working together. And scientifically speaking, it refers to a phenomenon involving two or more elements that work together to create an effect greater than the effect involving using elements alone or separately. So just like, you know, plow animals sometimes refuse to walk in the same direction. They're unequally yoked. They don't want to cooperate. They are antagonistic. Well, you may have two influences and their combined effect is less than what you had hoped for, right? So sometimes opposites also can work in your favor in a synergistic effect. Now, the phenomenon of synergy, not new. Trace back to even to biblical times, where Apostle Paul mentions mankind's duty is to work with or in accordance with God's laws or ordinances. And he gives an analogy of the divine cosmic cooperation that we fellow workers are to cultivate a harvest of believers. However, you know, in 1925, the idea of synergy took on a more scientific tone. Well, let's look at the theory of drug synergy. Drug companies quickly took up the theory of drug interacting with our chemistry to enhance effects. So preparations of like codeine and ibuprofen were used to exploit the synergistic action of pain relievers. This approach is used in antidepressants and also in your street drugs. Unfortunately, negative effects can also happen and cannot be predicted in those cases. So the combinations man has assembled cause a greater reaction than the elements used on an individual basis. So what happens when drugs are combined to enhance their synergistic effects and there is an exaggerated or an exploited effect, well, that in most cases, this produces respiratory depression or cardiac arrest, and it can be fatal. Mm. All right. So, you know, if you think about human chemistry, basically human behavior alone is one thing. You add another person to the mix and then some people become different. So same thing when you add herbs together, they work great alone. But when you add another one, it may work that great plus do something else for you. So we don't notice the synergistic effect in herbs so much if we're not trained to look for it. There have been a number of studies that were done on the synergistic effect of herbs. In some studies, they were suggested the herbs contain actions which may be responsible for a therapeutic efficiency. Science is really busy studying or analyzing, probing even, the mechanisms, the ingredient molecules in your herbs, and looking at their interactions to understand how they're working. One interesting report was by a skeptical pharmacist, a PhD, by David Kroll. His report revealed that a quarter of the way down in his article, he starts to get to the meat of the topic, talking about herbs when used medicinally they have a synergistic advantage. He also mentions that in a paper that was published by Dr. Nijah Ketch, Journal of the Natural Products. So herbs, if you dissect them and analyze them, tear them apart, and then create isolated different components, you're not going to get the same thing as when they're in their whole food state. North Carolina Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry in Greensboro used a variety of what were called analytical chemistry techniques on the herb golden seal. And the team used alcohol and solvents and flash chromatography and tried to separate those plant chemicals and identify them, each and every one of them, and then observe their actions, especially when it came to adding it to an infectious agent like staph infections. So with regard to golden seal, it does have the chemical berberine, which is antibacterial, has an action, and it's enhanced significantly when you combine it with other flavonoids. And so they were using isolated flavonoids to do that. So the synergistic action of golden seal was increased by a factor of 16 when three elements were put together. So they're noticing that when you combine herbs with other herbs, you get more power. And that's the kind of power they want to put in drugs. But when they put isolated elements in drugs for that type of power, they get side effects. And the reason is they've stripped away the buffer alkaloids. And the buffer alkaloids are required for your body to uptake and metabolize the stronger chemicals properly and without side effects or toxicity. So, you know, when you start, you know, altering God's copyright, you're going to run into some problems. You are. So plant medicine is specific. It is designed by our creator God, and I don't think you can improve on it, to be honest. I don't think so. Actually, I know you can't. Drug companies are only interested in strong plant alkaloid chemicals that are perceived to make significant change within the human body, and the rest of the stuff they discard so they can patent that chemical and charge you $15 a pill. But what they're throwing away is just as important as that strong alkaloid chemical they just isolated. But of course, you know, profits is their sought after goal, isn't it? That should tell you something right there. They know, chemically speaking, they know those alkaloids are important, but they can't patent what God made. So what I'm trying to get through to you guys is, God's medicine is superior, it's gentler, it's less risky, and it may take a little longer to turn you around, you know, a couple of months maybe to get you back on track, but it's longstanding. It's what you call a real reestablishment of health. That's what the science definition is of cure, by the way. Not you know, reduction of symptoms. That's not a cure. It's just, you know, returning you to your original health status. That's what it is. So the nutrition and herbs power up the body. The body does what it has to do, and it's restoration and healing is what it does with your herbs. It taps into that power. So I hope you can follow along. I hope I was clear. Maybe I wasn't. But God's herbs are good. Let's just put it that way. I'm out of time. Go to thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.